Blog Talk Radio.
Is in a kingdom
We people are in the United States. That is a kingdom. And give it to whoever he will and set it upon the basis of men. And he set it upon the most dishonest, or basis means shameful, dishonest, bad, evil, and wicked of men. So that's what we have today. Look it up for yourself. It's in Daniel chapter 4, verse 19. And remember that our Father sets up who he wants to rule the country or the kingdom. And it is true. When you look up basis, person that is ruling, he is described. He is truly described. Let us have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for all the things that you do for us. You're protecting from the evil one. You're protection from the evil one. And giving us the courage to do what you have told us to do. I know that I am trying to do what you told us to do. Would not have had the courage unless you gave it to me. And I want to thank Mr. Tyler and Mr. Watkins for first giving me the opportunity to speak on radio. Thank you so much, Father. I hope that I make you proud. I thank you for keeping natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from Detroit, where I am now. I thank you for giving us prosperity and good health as well as peace. I thank you for giving us a sound mind. All these blessings that you have bestowed upon us in Yeshua's name, that's your son, that I have found out. His name is Yeshua instead of Jesus. It is true that I think it's in Revelation 12 where the earth is, they lie to us constantly in America. So, and we have to find out for ourselves. Father, I hope you are listening to my program in my dining room with me, and you're sure. I know you all are busy, but this program is dedicated to you. In Jesus' name, I have said this prayer. Amen. Now, sheep, I want you to turn your Bibles to chapter 14, Exodus. That's in the Old Testament. And you will find, as I am finding out, eyes of those sheep who are listening to my program. And I thank you for having my listeners, those that are saying that have said they take my program. I don't know why Blog Talk Radio can't see who it is, but the guy that I spoke with was very clean, appeared to be very intelligent. He was from North Virginia. And I say we must be CIA or someone, because he didn't sound like a redneck hunky to me. This is the Feed My Sheep program. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. And those of you who are in the area where there's to be a flood today, I hope our Heavenly Father allows that who will serve him live and not get drowned or flooded out. Listen, sheep, I want you to read your book of Exodus, chapter 20. And you'll find the feast. Well, you'll find one of the feasts of our Heavenly Father and that Sabbath starts out on a Friday evening and it ends on a Saturday evening. I also want you to have your three P's with you. I want you to have them handy. They are your pen, paper, and pencil. I am from an old school where you would jot down what you hear. You would jot down what I have said, or whatever references or scripture I state to you, so you can read it for yourself later in the Bible. So this is a Tuesday. I will call it Sabbath school because we're going to learn something about the Bible. Listen, I want you to know that I want you to know the festivals of our Father in heaven. Now, yesterday was the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah. We call ourselves African Americans, but when I was in school, this African tells me that, why do you call yourselves Africans when you're not? And I didn't know what he was saying. But for reading these last two chapters, I understand now we are the Hebrews that was sold to America. We are the Hebrews. Learn that. Start reading your Bibles. I know that you're so smart, but you're not smart enough to know everything. I thought I was smart once too, but I have found out since reading this Bible that smart at all. I'm just trying to do what my Father in heaven has told me to do, and that was feed his sheep. And then he came back to me when I was getting ready to go out one night, and I said, Father, I didn't know if he had really meant that for me. And he came to me in a dream twice, and he said, minister unto my people. And I was saying, no, you know, I was trying to get out of that dream. And I did. But I had the same dream twice in one night. And that was to minister unto his people. And I think that I am blessed to be able to speak on Blog Talk Radio, where I can speak. And one of his people says that he will share my programs with other people. So other people are listening, even though on the Feed My Sheep show, it doesn't show that anyone is listening right now. But I thank you for telling me that when you called the last time I decided to answer a call. I don't normally answer a call. I have spoken enough. Let me tell you what my father's annual days or festivals are. It's the Sabbath day. Then there's this year. Then there's the Feast of Unleavened Bread, March the 31st through April the 6th this year. And then the Day of Pentecost. That was on May the 20th. And the feast yesterday, Feast of Trumpets, called Rosh Hashanah, and that is marked by blowing of the trumpet. That was on September the 10th. And September the 19th is the Day of Atonement, and that is where we 3 days fast, and I feel better. I hope that I won't belch as much. Following that is the Feast of Trump of Tabernacles, and that's where we are to dwell in a duration of the feast. Well, we're to celebrate. It's the 7-day celebration of the great fall harvest, and we are to dwell little dwellings for the duration of the feast. And the feast is from September the 24th until the 30th. And the last great day is October the 1st, where it is adjacent to the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the eighth day. It's considered a separate feast. Now, all these feasts you can find in the book of Leviticus. And I think after we read the book of Daniel, we'll read in Leviticus, where God gives the tribe of Israel the laws. No other nation on this earth or in this Bible has been given the laws. Us black people who are not realizing that we are the children of Israel. Again, if you read, I want you to write this down. Read Genesis chapter 13. And that's where Moses cried because our father told him that his children, his grandchildren, would be taken to a foreign land. A land is not theirs. I'm trying to look it up, sheep. And that we would be enslaved for 400 years. And that's what made him cry. And I'm reading to you in the book of Genesis. I just found it. It's in Genesis chapter 13, where it is said, children. Wait a minute. I'm turning back. Well, it's Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, where our Father in heaven told Abram, he said unto Abram, know for a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in this land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. That's us. When I was in school, my history teacher, who was a German professor, and he didn't, to me, that he did not like black folk, and I could not really speak the language as I'm speaking to you now. It's like he never could understand me or what I was saying, but I was listening to him. When he told us that it was in 1619 that the first slaves were women brought to Virginia, Jamestown, Virginia, in the United States of America. And I have kept that. And now I am telling you that, and I want you to read Genesis chapter 15 as well as Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verse 68, where it says that we were slaves and no man would buy us. That's us, black folks. Now, turn to Exodus. I pray that our Father will allow me to read all of Exodus 14 as well as 15, and maybe even chapter 16. Come, let us go to the book of Genesis, chapter 14, and pick up where I left off Friday on Exodus chapter 14, verse 22. Let us read. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their left hand and on their right hand. I read that wrong. I should have said on their right hand and on their left hand. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. In the morning, watched the Lord, excuse me, the Lord looked at the host upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillars of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, and they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." See, they had sense enough to realize that, and they had begun to turn around, as I understand them. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out thy hand over the seas, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen." And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea, his sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hands of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the sea shore. And Israel saw the great works which the Lord on the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Now that is the reading of chapter 14. I pray that all you sheep and those who are listening and taking my program and who are listening and that are not calling, because I am not to accept calls. My father said, "Feed his sheep." That's what I'm doing, trying to feed his sheep. Thank you, Father. I hope you and you sure are sitting down watching me. Just have a seat in my living room. I hope it's comfortable. Father, you can sit in my big chair where I sit all the time. And Jesus, you can have a seat on my couch. I thank you for allowing me to have those things. I pray that you will give me money so that I can purchase a new couch and chair. But nonetheless, let us go into chapter 15 and find out what is in there. Chapter 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, "I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed graciously. The horses and the riders have he thrown into the sea." And in verse 2, "The Lord is my strength and song, my salvation." Remember what salvation is, see? I told you before, it is the deliverance from sin and its consequences. See, if the Egyptians had caught up with the Israelites or the Hebrews, they would have had to have a possibly a terrible consequence. Therefore, our Father had my salvation. Moses said, "I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. We are in Exodus chapter 15, verse 3, where it says, the Lord is a man of war, and the Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host had he cast into the sea, also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. The right hand of the Lord is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed, another word for dash is smashed in pieces the enemy. And he's going to do it again. So I'm saying that that's because I believe that. Verse 7. In the greatness of your excellence, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against you. Thou sentest forth thy anger with thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. Another word for stubble is straw. Verse 8. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as a heap, and the deeps were congealed. That is like hardened or thickened or curdled, congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will divide the spoils. My lust shall be satisfaction upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Thou biddest blow with thy wind. The seas covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious and holy, fearful and praise, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the sea swallows them. Thou in thy mercy has led what the bow has redeemed. Redeemed means to get back or delivered. Thou has guided them in the strength unto thy holy habitation. And that's the habitation is dwelling. Could be a dwelling among many other words. Chapter 14 of chapter 15, verse 14. Who shall hear and be afraid? Pharaoh will take hold on the habitations. Excuse me, I have a belt of Philistina. Verse 15. Then the deuce of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. Inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them for thy greatness of thy arm. They shall be as still as a stone till the people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased. Now, you know, our Father has purchased us with all that mighty works he has done. He has drowned Pharaoh's army in the Red Sea. And that was his purchasing. He purchased us. Verse 17, thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance. Thank you, Father. We have an inheritance. We need to read your Bible sheet. And those of you who are not, more white people are reading the Bible than you black folks are. You should read this because we are the ones that they have enslaved for 400 years. And it will be up sometime next year, June the 19th. I forget the date that my instructor taught years ago. But I'm telling you, go back and maybe try and take your history class where, and I was, I think it was American history that I was taking, where it says that we were brought to this country as slaves starting in June and the 19th, 1619, and 400 years will be up next year in 2019. And if they want to fight our Lord, they are going to die, just as these Egyptians have died. I don't know how the Lord will attack them, but it's going to happen. And when he comes, verse 17, thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made new to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hand, your hand have established. The Lord reign, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh in with the chariots and with the horse, with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters upon them upon, let me read that again. The Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them, but the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, they had prophetess in those days, the sister of Aaron, took tremble in her hand, and all the women went out after her with trembles and with dance. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed graciously. The horses and his riders has he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they bathed in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Remember that sheep, Mariah, it's called, it's spelled M-A-R-A-H, Marah. Their water was bitter. Therefore, the name of Ra. And the children murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. And he made for them a statue. A statue is a law, children, your sheep, and those who are not sheep and listening program. A statue is a law. and inordinate. That is a demand as well as a law. And there he proved. Another word for prove is tested them and said, if thou will diligently hearken, that means to listen to the voice of the Lord thy God, your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give an ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Elim, where 12 wells of water and 40 and 30, that's 60, and 10, that will be 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters. Now, that ends the reading of chapter 15. And I'm going to mark this off. If I can find a link here, well, I want you sheep to read Friday afternoon at 5:00. I plan to be back to read chapter 16 and 17. What we have learned here, we're learning that our Father is the one who gave the Israelites the laws that are written in the Bible. He gave them to Moses here. Well, the first 5 chapters of Moses are the laws. And then he has what is called the Pentateuch. But I don't know what they are. I just read what is in before me in this book, King James. And remember, sheep, the laws were given to us Israelites that are written, these words that are written in the Bible, no white man wrote them. Our Father has given this Bible as a history book for us to know and to read. He wants us to know these things because he told me years ago to feed his sheep, and that I am trying to do. I may not be doing it well, but I'm doing it to the best of my ability. Remember, read chapter 16 and chapter 17 of Exodus. For I read Bible, it tells, on the computer, I said Exodus chapter 9 and 10. But I have read those to you before. What you have to do is come back in to feed my sheep show and look up the programs that I have had, and go to the very first one. It will tell you why I'm doing this. My Father in heaven told me to do this. He said, feed his sheep as well as, and I didn't quite really believe, and he came back because I was getting ready to go out on that Friday night. He said, was years ago. Now, he said, minister unto the people. And I said to myself, don't he mean black people? But he said, minister unto the people. And that's what I'm doing. I'm ministering to the people. Let us have a closing word of prayer right now. See, Father in heaven, thank you for giving us the courage to do what you have told us to do. I thank you, and all the other sheep thank you, and hopefully they will have the courage to do this, whatever you have assigned them to do. In Yeshua's name, your son, better known is in the name of Jesus that has been given to him by the white man. As in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 15, if it is the Lord's will, I will be back with you sheep the next time. Now, I want to say to you, the 12 tribes of Israel, and they are all black people. Benjamin, Judah, Levi, Ephraim, Manasseh, Simeon, they are the Dominicans, Zebulun, they are the Guatemalans, or the Panamanians, the Bayans, Gad, the Native Indians, Reuben, the Seminole Blacks. I can't see without my glasses. Asher, they are the Columbian or Uruguay, Aztecs, Issachar, the Mexicans and Aztecs, Naphtali, they are the Argentinians or the Chileans. Listen, sheep, I want you to go to Amazon and purchase my 3 books that I've written for your entertainment. They are The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant by Sondra, S-O-N-D-R-A, Harris. Please purchase my books, and hopefully you will enjoy them. Listen to our program, my independent program, coming on. Remember, the Bible was written by black folks. His law was given by black folks. By us,
Father,
the black people.
Help your children.
That's why they are.
Don't let them fall by the
side
of the road.
Genesis. I read Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and then Revelation
to love one another.
Verse 9, it'll tell you that they
that heaven might find
a
place, in their heart.
Down. Not just the black people, but
and I know, if you follow him, he will save you. Repent. Forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. The Jesus in love. He won't let you die.